It's a must-win game for both schools when Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday at Camp Randall in Big Ten football. The Badgers have to win to stay alive in the West Division race, and Purdue needs to win out to stay in the bowl picture. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Welcome to Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart, and the program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the information you need and to give quickly, safely, and securely to keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. Junior Grant Hermans is the starting left tackle for the 4-6 Boilermakers. The Albuquerque, New Mexico native is with me today from West Lafayette, Indiana. So you guys didn't play last weekend, coming off a bye week. It's a long football season, Grant. Were you able to get yourself some separation from the game for a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. A little bit of separation between me and football, and then lots of sleep, man. Lots of sleep, just resting up and getting right spiritually and mentally for these last 2 weeks.
All right. You guys are 4-6 this year. Give our listeners a sense of how the season's played out for your ball club.
I mean, a lot of ups and downs. You know, we've had some injuries this season, but, you know, we're optimistic, and we're optimistic to win these last two games and have a shot at still a bowl game. So,
yeah, you sure have had lots of injuries. I think you guys could have, you know, your own hospital wing at the local West Lafayette, Indiana hospital. Their quarterback, Elijah Sindelar, went down early with a broken clavicle. Quarterback Jack Plummer went down. Wide receiver Rondell Moore, the walking highlight reel there. Lorenzo Neal. I mean, the list of wounded goes on and on and on. It's been a pretty crazy year for you guys that way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been an unusual year for injuries. You know, in the same game, the same play, actually lost our starting QB and our All-American wide receiver. But, you know, it's a next guy up mentality. And at that point, you know, you just got to give it up to God and trust the next guy is going to stand up and take responsibility and do his job. And so far we have, and I'm really proud of this football team.
So, Grant, is there kind of a silver lining to this injury story for your ball club? Because your young kids, you know, are stepping up. They're getting some valuable playing time, kind of learning on the job, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a silver lining because, game experience is definitely not – it's not the same as practice and all these young guys getting this game experience and getting to be in there scoring touchdowns and learning what the speed of the game is going to help our team not only this season but in the future too.
Okay, 4-6 records. A couple of really close losses. Minnesota 38-31. You lost to Iowa by 6 points. Could be pretty discouraging, but you still having fun over there?
Oh, yeah, we're still having lots of fun, man. It's football. It's just a game, so. You know, we're happy to entertain the crowd and entertain all our fans, and thankful for all of them, and still having a good time over here, man.
So you've won two straight, Nebraska and Northwestern, after two consecutive losses. What have you seen from your team recently with the two-game winning streak?
First off, you know, I already said next man up. Guys just stepping up and taking responsibility. You know, Aiden O'Connell, he's a guy of faith that's really stepped up, and he's done a great job so far, and I'm excited to see what he can still do this season. Just a lot of young guys stepping up and fighting to the end, really. This whole team fighting to the end, and that's just won us these last two games.
Yeah, Aiden's a walk-on kid from Wheaton, Illinois, your quarterback there. Third quarterback that has started for your team this year. As an offensive lineman, what are the challenges of trying to get in sync with three different quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge, you know. I mean, each quarterback's a little different, so you got to kind of work with them. But, you know, me having a little bit of experience is going to talk to those guys and just talk to the whole line and get on the same page as the QB. But, you know, all three of those quarterbacks are great guys, and they're all good quarterbacks. So, I mean, we're happy to have all of them.
All right, so how have the coaches designed a game plan for Aiden? Because he doesn't have a lot of experience, a game plan that kind of fits his experience level there.
Yeah, I mean, Aiden, he's a guy, he can make plays with his feet a little bit, you know, he'll run around, but we're trying to keep him in the pocket, we're trying to make sure that he's comfortable back there and he's making plays. This Wisconsin defense is really good and they're a stout team, so This O-line has a big responsibility this week, and I look forward to the challenge, really.
All right, Grant, you're from Albuquerque, New Mexico, state champion football player, a state champion wrestler out there at Rio Rancho High School. And Albuquerque's a long way from West Lafayette, Indiana. In fact, by driving 19 hours and 17 minutes. how did you wind up with the Boilermakers?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely involved God, you know, sending me where he wanted me to send me. So, you know, my senior year, I got injured and came back during the season and came back and became a state champion wrestler. And then, you know, Purdue called me as one of my last offers, and it just seemed like a great fit. You know, it's a Big Ten school. It's a great school academically. And, I mean, just the people down here are pretty genuine. So Indiana's a good place to have a good college career. So,
all right. Well, Grant, I think we'll put in there. We're out of time for today's sports and commentary. I'm going to see if you come back and join me next time. We'll talk more Purdue football, and I want to explore how you came to a personal life-changing relationship with Jesus, too, because you're in your Bible and asking God to grow you as a follower of Jesus every day. 6'7", big 6'7", 295-pound starting left tackle, Grant Hermans of the Purdue Boilermakers football team. As I said up top, a must-win this weekend for them. They got to win out Wisconsin and Indiana to be bowl eligible. And, of course, Wisconsin, we know what they've got to do, too. So it should be a lot of fun. Grant, thank you. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Mr. Stork.